you, as the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, have for quite some time been drawing attention of the international community, of the agricultural community, of decision makers to the phenomenon of what you have just described, food wastage, both in terms of the loss phenomena as well as the wastage phenomena as such. We in the United Nations Environment Program are particularly grateful for the leadership that FAO has shown and for the work that we have also been able to do together to try and bring some further public attention to what is really quite a staggering phenomenon at the beginning of the 21st century. But the report, the Food Wastage Footprint report, is also in a sense groundbreaking because for the first time we are looking at this phenomenon not only from a quantitative perspective in terms of the amount of food loss, which in itself is quite remarkable, but also the impact on natural resources. If you want the nexus between agricultural production and sustainability, the sustainable use of our natural resource base, be it soils, be it water resources, be it in a sense the fundamental support systems and ecosystems that allow us to grow food in the first place. The Director General of FAO has just given you some indicative figures of what the report has pointed to, and just the figure of a loss of $750 billion in terms of direct costs associated with this phenomenon every year is in itself an extraordinary wake-up call to all of us who have to think about the future of food security of the agriculture and farming sectors. But let me also emphasize that in that figure we may not even capture many of the more indirect impacts that are associated with the degradation of natural resources, the impacts on climate change, the drivers that will cost perhaps not today's consumers of food, but tomorrow's children and grandchildren who have to run our economies and manage these impacts in ways that are economically not yet fully captured. And again, as José Graciano just mentioned, the report does not capture the full phenomenon yet because some of the marine resources are not yet completely captured. We are still trying to understand quite how much of, for example, bycatch, for which we have some indicative numbers, but if you take the whole food supply chain that comes from our world's oceans, we again have phenomena where in many fishing fleets, sometimes 20, 30, 50% of the catch is thrown back into the sea. But it is not as if fish will happily continue to swim. Many of them will be dead and essentially no longer available either for consumption or indeed for maintaining the fish stocks of the world. So we are really trying to address a phenomenon here today that concerns each and every one of us on the planet, whether you look at it from the farmer's perspective and the loss of income, whether you look at it from a national and macroeconomic perspective of the amount of agricultural production that is lost to the economy every day, every month, every year in terms of inputs, be they technical labor inputs to the production of food, or be they simply losses to the agricultural economy and therefore also to economic development as a whole. But also the environmental impacts and costs, because we are living in an age today where the future of our food security is being discussed with many more dramatic indices, turning our attention to the fact that we have, first of all, as a result of global population growth, a continuously expanding demand for food. Because of the nature of the consumption of food also and what is being consumed, particularly in the more affluent parts of our societies, the so-called footprint, ecological footprint of agricultural production is expanding alongside that. We sometimes have to realize that it took millions of years for the first billion people to be on our planet about 200-300 years ago. It will take less than 37 years to add another 2 billion to the global population, both in absolute terms and by looking at the consumption footprint. We can also see that the extrapolation is indeed one that FAO often draws our attention to. How on earth will we feed ourselves in the future, given the parameters that we already know today in terms of the capacity of the planet to grow food, even with technology frontiers moving forward? This area of food wastage, both loss and wastage, is one enormous potential in which we can make a difference, beginning today, and because each one of us, fortunate enough to have a meal a day, is part of the global food market, the global food supply chain. We have also joined forces, as the Director General of FAO said, in a global campaign as part of the Secretary General's Zero Hunger Challenge, but focused particularly on what FAO, UNEP and our partners would like to convey to citizens, that if you look at these figures, do not sit back and resign yourself to this, because each one of us is part of making these enormous figures come about. And our initiative with ThinkEatSafe.org is to reach out to literally citizens across all countries, all continents, in all sectors, to become part of addressing this phenomenon of wastage that simply is both unnecessary, unacceptable, and unsustainable in the 21st century. We are all able to address this issue by becoming part of the solution. And whether we are in our families looking at our own food consumption, whether it is in the tourism sector, in the restaurants, in the canteens, in the supermarkets, each domain in which food is produced, sold, consumed, can actually contribute to this. Starting with the ridiculous phenomena that we don't buy crooked vegetables anymore because they don't look pretty enough in many of the more affluent parts of our society, but also down to the phenomena of sell-by dates. Sell-by dates are supposed to be an orientation, but they are not an absolute date by which we begin to throw away these extraordinary amounts of food. And there are many other elements in this campaign that we are promoting worldwide, a campaign that hopefully will reach every citizen on the planet in due course, because only then can we begin to influence the kind of footprint that we have created through a century and a half of perhaps considering food far more a disposable commodity than perhaps the most precious asset we need in order to survive together in a world of 7 billion people in which hundreds of millions still do not have enough to eat. So with these just introductory remarks, I again want to congratulate FAO and José Graziano, your team, for the wonderful leadership that they have shown in bringing together this total picture, if you want, of a phenomenon that we simply should not tolerate any longer and that we can all do something about to change it. Thank you. Oh, and let me add, if I may, just briefly, that here in Nairobi we also have a room very full of journalists, about 17 journalists from Kenya, covering also other parts of Africa, Xinhua and other news agencies. So also great interest here in the heart of Africa, where these numbers, in a sense, are even more dramatically relevant, given that very often a country like Kenya will go through cycles of drought, where food security is not an abstract number, but is an absolute reality to far too many people. Thank you.